Starwalker Studios presents The Obsidian Monolith, creating an original campaign for Numenera.
Numenarian, and welcome to Session 2, Part 2 of the Obsidian Monolith Actual Play Podcast. I'm your host, Lex Starwalker. I've explained how I've created the adventure. Now we can see how it survives, or doesn't survive, first contact with the players. So grab your dice and get ready to spend some effort. It's time to play Numenera. Hello, listener. Welcome back to the next segment of the actual play of the Obsidian Monolith. I believe this will end up being episode 62 of GM Intrusions, which is really awesome. And I'm really excited to get this to you. It took a lot of time to edit this, but I'm pretty proud of it. This is, again, the first session where we had us all recording our own audio, and we weren't doing it over Google Plus Hangouts on air. So it's sounding a lot better, and I'm really happy with it. It just takes a lot of time to edit. So as I said, this is the second part of the second session, and we join the game in progress as the players are divvying up the ciphers that they found in the destruction left by their encounter with the Yellow Swarm in the last episode. And this was pretty much completely thanks to Tianma's superpower of breaking things. And so they find some ciphers and decide which go where to whom. And we also have a little bit of discussion of the Yellow Swarm encounter. In this episode, the PCs encounter more hazards within the windmill, and it contains another challenging encounter complete with some GM intrusions. And then we end the session dividing up Numenera items that the PCs have found. And we also have some various rules discussions. Now, as you probably know by now, this is my first actual play I've ever done. And I know that most of the actual plays that I listen to, the ones that are edited anyway, they tend to cut out discussions of rules and divvying out items and things like that. And I really struggle when I edit these with what to keep and what to cut out because, you know, different people like different things and look for different things from a recording like this. And I want it overall to be as entertaining as possible. And I am afraid that, you know, too much discussion of rules or spending loads and loads of time deciding who gets what cipher may be kind of boring to listen to. However, at least for this episode, I finally decided to leave in a lot of the rules discussions and the cipher discussions, just because I am hoping that this actual play will be a resource for new players and new GMs for the cipher system, for Numenera or The Strange. And I want this to be a resource to you to help learn the game, and maybe to people that are completely new to role-playing games in general, to see how or hear how a role-playing game is played. And I also would like it to be a resource for those of you in the future who get my Obsidian Monolith supplement and want to run it for your group. This will be great for you to listen to and see how things went with us. And, you know, some of these discussions might be helpful, how certain rules work or how I interpret certain rules or how I handle giving out ciphers. And one other thing before I forget, when we do get to the end and we're talking about artifacts, one thing that I did not think of a lot of times to do, I think, is to remember you, the listener, when I'm running the game and make sure that I mention things verbally, that maybe I show the players an image or I type something into our chat. And so sometimes I may not remember to tell you what's going on, and I try to. And I think I did all right for most of it tonight, but there is the first artifact that they find. They have quite a lengthy discussion about this artifact, and I never tell you, the listener, what the artifact is. Now, it is eventually named in the episode, but just so you're not frustrated, in case you have your books handy and you're looking things up as we come to them to see what we're talking about, the artifact, that first artifact that we're talking about, is called Armored Flesh, and that is an artifact from the Numenera core book. So I just thought I would let you know. So again, tonight our cast of characters is Craig Edwards as Zane, the strong-willed glaive who focuses mind over matter, Jeremy Land as Ferris, the cruel nano who needs no weapon, John Wright as Tienma, a clumsy jack who commands mental powers. And this adventure was written and is GM'd by yours truly, Lex Starwalker. And once again, this is still the second session, so Brian Kearns, who plays Callow, a graceful jack who talks to machines, is still unfortunately not with us, although he does return in the next session. And once again, I am using Monty Cook's alternate reality system for dealing with missing players, and I will have his blog article linked in the show notes. If you don't know about that, go check it out. It's a great way to handle missing players. So without further ado, on with the adventure. All right. So, Ferris, there are more ciphers and other fun things in this panel you ripped that patch out of.
All right.
And Tienma is still laying waste to some strange machine in the next room. And we can just say you accomplished that in about three rounds of beating it with your maul. So,
unless someone wants to try and stop me.
I don't think they could stop you.
Well, Tienma is destroying a machine, and Ferris is building a machine, I guess. I'm going to recover.
Yeah.
So I'm in need of a few points. Yay!
I will...
5 whole points.
Identify whatever ciphers I can.
Yeah, there's only one that you'll need to roll for because it is difficulty 2. The rest are just difficulty 1.
16.
Okay, and you also find 7 shins and an oddity.
Are there any new ciphers appearing from some sort of rubble in front of me?
No, unfortunately not. You'd think there would be. You must have smashed it a little too well. Okay, so the first cipher you find is this guy, Water Breather. Handy dandy. Okay, now one of these Jeremy's already used. So the intellect enhancement he's already used. And so the occultic one, Jeremy, is the one you had to roll for, the teleporter. Mm-hmm. That one's pretty cool. You can go 600 miles.
Mm-hmm. Mine was only 600 feet.
Yeah. Got machine control implant. Those are fun. Invisibility nodule. Vocal changer.
Who's needing ciphers?
I'm wanting one of those if we could, because I threw a bomb at us earlier.
Yeah, I'm down to 0.
And here is the oddity. I'm sure someone will love that. A cape that billows as if blown by the wind, even in still air.
I like that.
Well, I am down 2 ciphers, and I don't really care for the last one I have. So I can take 3 of these.
Craig, which one did you want?
I was looking at the machine control implant. I had a vision of attaching it to a cipher and using the cipher at a distance. I'll take whatever is left over. It makes no difference. Everything that on that could be useful in a way. The possible exception of the vocal changer, which I'm not exactly sure how I'd use.
Tienma, I have some good news for you. Your arm You're getting feeling back in your arm now. Pins and needles.
Thank you, oh generous GM. Is anyone taking the teleporter?
I was eyeballing that one.
You're welcome to it. I'll take whatever's left over. I don't really mind. I'm happy to. I'm on zero ciphers, so I wouldn't mind one thing, but I don't really mind what it is.
Well, I have a mind-disrupting poison that I'm not going to keep. Level 6 does 6 intellect damage. It's a pill, so it's thus far has not been a very political campaign, so I haven't had an opportunity to use it.
Is it a suppository or a pill? Like...
That's up to you.
Well, pill was the listing in the book. So
slipping that one in would be a little difficult on the sly.
I feel a persuasion roll would be required. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you dropped something on the ground. Why don't you bend over and pick it up?
So I will take the teleporter. I don't know if Tianma wears armor or not.
He does, yes.
Okay, so either one of you can use the invisibility nodule. Ferris does not wear armor, so it does nothing for him.
That's kind of interesting. Get invisible armor. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I've actually have what I have underneath my armor, though.
It'll be a good opportunity to try to use that suppository, then.
I thought it'd be easy getting that suppository in, but there was an invisible plate of metal in my way.
I don't know if that sentence has ever been uttered in the history of mankind. John, just take whatever you want, and I'll grab whatever's left. It makes no difference to me.
I'll grab the vocal changer, because you said that probably doesn't do much for you, and that sounds like a fun, stupid thing to do. Do you want to grab one? And I can carry two, so...
Yeah, I'll grab the machine control implant, because that seems like it could be silly.
I guess I'll grab the water breather.
And Jeremy, do you want to grab the teleporter as well?
Yeah, I've got that.
Cool. That's all of them, isn't it?
There's an invisibility nodule.
Well, I reckon an invisibility nodule would be interesting for Zane, because you can move in quick, whereas my character's a big lumbering fool, so not so good.
Okay, I'll take the, I'll take that, why not? That does put me one over my cipher limit, but I'm sure that won't come to bite me.
Just don't roll 100.
So that leaves the cape that billows.
If you want the invisible nodule, I'll take the cape that billows, because I just think that's cool.
All right, cool, that sounds fine. That's okay. Hilarious.
So you can have, yeah. Well, I'm a telekinetic, so I like the idea of having a cape that blows in wind. Makes it seem like I'm doing it.
And I intentionally did not describe that, so you can describe it however you wish. So it just, as fate would have it, it just seems to perfectly accentuate your outfit.
Ah, perfect.
It's just the right color.
Very, very valuable. I'm going to say it's a salmon color of cloak. Which in the ninth world is a very masculine and powerful color.
Yes. Salmon.
Yes, being that ninth world salmon. Yeah, salmon in the ninth world are 200 feet long, so they're quite scary.
They're carnivorous. They eat people.
They're carnivorous, and yeah, when they swim upstream, one of them is the width of the entire stream.
So that creature was pretty brutal. It had an interesting mechanic. Every round, I rolled a six-sided, and if I rolled a 1, 2, or 3, you couldn't hit it. And I was actually a little bit nicer about it than what you're supposed to actually make all the PCs declare their actions before you tell them if their attacks hit it or not. But it seemed to already be a good enough challenge without doing that too.
Yeah. Well, having it on a near a ledge,
yeah,
definitely didn't help.
You can thank John for that. That was a spice, because I have to add spice to every encounter now, thanks to John.
It was beautiful.
Otherwise, it would have just been the yellow swarm. But no, no, there had to be spice. So I see the legend too.
Beautiful. I don't know. I thought it was great, but
at least you didn't fight it on the ledge, because I was going to have you making rolls like every time it hit you and every time you took an action not to fall off. And yeah, that would have been even worse.
True. Well, I guess actually it didn't make a difference. I failed my roll not to fall off.
So I see I still have not managed to give Jeremy a GM intrusion. That second one I gave to you, Zane, was going to be for him, but then it seemed more appropriate to give it to you since it was affecting you more than him.
Yeah. Don't reward the cruel guy for trying to kill his
friend. Hey, he's playing his character.
He is.
You know, if I was really playing it to the hilt, I shouldn't have healed you too, so... That was.
That's true. Well, you can't be cruel to dead people.
True.
Right. And he is useful to you.
There. If no one minds, I might do a 1 hour rest. Is that okay?
Sure. If you're going to do a 1 hour rest, I might join you.
I'm not feeling very well.
Oh, six.
A one. Oh.
One. You know what?
Is that worth an XP?
I'm using an XP.
Nice.
And re-rolling it. Damn it! What? I rolled a one again.
Well, you get to pick whichever's better, so you can either take the one or the one.
Thanks. One in 36 chance. Damn it.
Yeah, man.
Oh, well. I am... less than half on speed. I'm only 6 speed, 5 might, and 10 intellect. So I'm still very aware of how damaged I am.
Well, that's good.
I've got this painkilling suppository if you want to try it out.
Nice.
I don't know if I believe you.
Ferris is sitting at... 10 of 12 might, 9 of 9 speed, and 14 of 15 intellect.
Nice.
I feel like Ferris is, I don't know, living a charmed life.
Yeah, he seems to do fairly well.
Well, after chilling out for an hour, and I'm going to assume that I had some sort of, that I spent most of it still being bugged by, or tossing and turning, envisioning me being attacked by more insects.
Makes sense.
And definitely confirmed my my fear of heights, by the way.
Nice.
Zane is good at falling from heights, whether it's on, you know, off of flying platforms or ledges or anything. There's an opportunity for him to trip and fall over something. He's going to take it.
Well, we're going up the rope very soon, so good luck with that.
Thank you. Yeah. Well, is there other stuff down here? Maybe we just found a shortcut.
You never know. You haven't been here yet. Wherever this is. At least I've managed to get you completely lost now.
Well, we were on the second floor. Now we're on the negative, the basement floor? How tall is each story?
No, you were higher than the second floor. Because you guys have been wandering quite a while. I just might not have explicitly told you every time you went up to another level, but... But yeah, you guys had gone up probably 4 or 5 levels at that point. But it does seem that you fell farther than you went up. So chances are good you're below ground, unless there's something really weird going on. Because you fell 100 feet, so.
Does it feel colder here than it did at the top?
No, it feels the same. Now that you guys have the climate control going, the temperature's been the same everywhere. It actually, once you guys activated it, it probably took 10 minutes. For the temperature to get comfortable, and it's been the same ever since.
Anybody care to do some exploring?
Yep, let's do it.
Yep.
All right. Zane is going to lead the way.
You don't think Ferris should with his high stats?
Probably, but I don't think that Zane would let that happen.
Yeah, I mean, Ferris isn't even wearing any armor.
Yeah.
That you can see.
Zane sees a like, Ferris doesn't even carry a weapon.
Nope.
That's, he is a weapon.
No. He needs protection.
All right, so you guys explore some more. It does seem that you were at the bottom level because you don't find any way to get down any lower, but you do find a way up to the next level above you, which does not look at all familiar. And you guys wander and explore for another half hour or so when you find another one of these panels that has been ripped apart by something long ago, and there are wires and things hanging out of it. It's completely inactive, but you do see lots of very shiny, fancy looking high tech stuff within this kind of hole in the wall that might be worth investigating.
It's a trap.
Zane will point at it and sort of motion to Ferris, be brainy, and scavenge.
Yep, Ferris will walk up and start poking around at it.
Okay, this will be a difficulty 3 Numenera roll to scavenge some stuff out of here.
Okay, nope, that's a 2.
Okay, you're pretty sure there's something in here of use, but the first few things you pull out and try to stick together and do something with don't do much of anything.
I'll pull out my book and
okay,
start comparing.
Can I have a look as well?
Sure.
And maybe accidentally not break anything?
Sure. Well, he needs to read that book for a while, so you've got plenty of time to fumble around in there if you want to. I mean, expertly examine the machine with your skill and finesse and grace.
I rolled a 14.
Oh, well, look at you. He's like, what? Right here it is.
It's like Lego bricks going together.
Okay, so you find 12 shins, 2 ciphers, and an oddity. So the oddity, I can just tell you right out, is a short metal rod that is insubstantial to all matter except the special synth glove that goes with it. I'm sure someone could have some fun with that.
Dibs.
Okay, and you've got 2 ciphers. These are both going to be difficulty 1 to identify, so you don't even have to roll.
Okay.
Does a synth glove have 6 fingers?
No, it has 5. Good question, though. You guys found another one with 6 fingers, right?
That's right.
So it seems multiple races have been here before.
There's that detonation device.
Yeah, there you go.
Jeremy's looking at going,
more explosives to have fun with.
Yay, kabooms. Well, John, you get first count because you were the one that found them. So you get dibs.
I would love the detonation device if that's okay with everybody else. I don't really have any exploding thing on me, but...
That's fine by me.
Give the clumsy guy a grenade. I love it.
I just really want to do something with it.
You guys are getting the shins I give you too, right? Is someone taking those?
Yes.
I wrote it down, but I didn't distribute. Are we just splitting by 3?
Yeah, more or less.
But Jeremy found 7 before, and John, you just found 12.
Mm-hmm. So 6 apiece.
Sounds good. Puts me at 25 whole shins.
Nice. You can buy one of those glowing plants now.
Who wants Jeremy? Do you want the motion sensor?
Yes, I will take the motion sensor. And I will drop the water breather.
Who's got the suppository? Because I haven't written it down. Is that still with you, Jeremy?
It could have been. I was not planning on holding on to it, so I would have left it with the last batch of ciphers. So you could have taken it then if you wanted it.
Well, I'm over by 1, but I'm happy to be over and have some weird things happen, so...
Or the water breather is here as well, so why don't I just grab that as well? There's no way that carrying too many ciphers can go badly.
So you guys can continue exploring?
Yep.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, so you explore some more. You go up a few more levels. You start to see some things that you've seen before, so you kind of skip past that. And you finally find yourself in an area that once again looks unfamiliar. And you step into a rather large room. You see some flashing lights on some panels on the walls. And all of you start to feel as you walk into this room, you start to feel this burning sensation on any skin that is exposed to the air. And everyone make a might defense roll.
Ooh, I rolled a 20.
Ooh, I rolled a 1.
Oh, no.
I rolled a 5.
They cancel each other, right?
Yeah, yeah. I wish to have my major effect be that he passes. I don't think that'll work.
Okay, so everybody takes 4 damage, ambient damage, ignores armor, as your skin begins to blister and turn red. And
even if I rolled a 20?
Yeah, that's for something else. Those of you who failed your might defense, Jeremy and Craig, go ahead and roll a D100 for me.
Jeremy and John.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. Jeremy and John. My bad.
Okay.
I rolled a 55.
Okay.
34.
Okay. Now you both get to roll again.
Roll again?
Yes, roll again.
89.
77.
Ooh. If this is a mutation, can I have my major effect be that I get some sort of, well, whatever the, like, weakest type of semi-beneficial mutation?
Like an extra arm?
Sure.
Like something. Totally random, but awesome.
Sure. Okay, so, Jeremy, you rolled a 77, right?
Yes.
Okay, so this is a harmful mutation. It's always visible, obvious, and grotesque. So it's up to you what this looks like. But you now have a weakness in might.
Son of a bitch.
Which is like a -1 edge in might. And John, yeah. What did you roll again?
Oh, something amazing. Whatever that amazing roll was. I got a 55, then an 89.
Okay, so you also have one of these grotesque mutations. You can decide what it looks like. You have a weakness in speed. Which, if there's anything worse than weakness in might, it's weakness in speed.
-1 edge, is that right?
Yes. And make a note somewhere on your character sheet that you have these mutations, because it will matter later and you'll want to know what they are and what they did to your character. Hopefully that doesn't give too much away. But just remember which mutation you have.
Can I roll as well and see if I get something good?
Yeah, just a second. My cat just escaped. I have to go grab her. But go ahead and roll.
Okay. 72.
That sucks.
Losing speed is worse than losing might.
Yeah, but this guy doesn't use speed. He uses might.
Oh.
Frequently.
Oh. What's yours going to look like?
I imagine that, like, the muscles on his arms and legs just, like, withered, and you can see the a separation in the bone.
That's awful.
Okay, so what'd you roll, Craig?
A 72.
You have a machine interface. You have an asset on any task involving understanding, operating, or repairing a Numenera device.
Awesome.
Did you guys decide what your mutations look like?
Yeah, mine is like arms and legs just wither to the point where you can like see through the two bones in his forearm. You can actually look through them.
That's going to look really freaky with your ability that you use. Mm-hmm. How about you, John?
I think mine's going to be like a thick, viscous, slug-like fluid, which hardens around the joints of his limbs. And so it makes it a little bit harder to move with the sticky kind of goo in the corners.
Nice. Poor guy. Freaking clumsy and a speed weakness. If your character lives through this, like, you should get, I don't know, an award or something.
Oh, I'd be happy with a suppository of some kind. Like a speed boost suppository.
So yeah, there may be some kind of radiation in this room. You might want to leave.
I don't know. It's turned out okay for me.
I think I'll hang out here for a while. This is awesome. So, Craig, your mutation does not have to have a visible... It doesn't have to be obvious, but it can be if you want it to be. So that's up to you. So it could be completely, you know, invisible, or so you can pass as a normal human.
No, I think it'll be more fun to do this. So I'm going to look down and see that my one hand my right hand all of a sudden has all sorts of, I notice circuitry and things like that sort of going through it as flashes of, I don't know, power or whatever. Kind of looks like there's a circuit board directly underneath my skin.
Cool.
On one hand.
Of course, I guess you guys all have cosmetic mutations, so none of you are really going to pass for normal.
I think, what is it? My hair is a weird color?
Yeah, mine is purple.
I have a plant growing out of my head.
Ah, yes, my hair turned red. Bright, bright red.
Yeah, not a natural red at all.
Okay. As fun as this room has been, I'm good not being in it anymore. I wonder if any character has ever made it to sixth tier.
I don't know.
My God, our first tier has had I don't know if anybody can survive making it to sixth tier. Especially as Lex is a GM, I don't know if you have to write back second tier.
Hey, second tier will be a badge of honor, you know?
It truly will be.
Does that badge of honor cause a mutation or anything? Because I'm a bit worried about receiving
Probably.
It.
Yeah, it's a literal badge of honor that now glows and shines from your forehead.
Okay, so you guys keep going because you will not be stopped by radiation. And you keep going up, finding more areas that you haven't seen before. You notice that the humming sound that comes from this place seems to be getting louder as you go further up. And you enter another room. This room is actually kind of roundish in shape, almost like a spherical shaped room. Like a lot of the rooms, there are these conduits and pipes just everywhere. And as you guys move in the room, some objects come flying out of the conduits at you. They are each about the size of your head, maybe a little bit bigger, and they're these spherical metal devices, almost, they look like. But as they come to you, they are moving in groups of three, and they are coming towards you very, very quickly.
Machine control implant, maybe?
I'm thinking so.
How about initiative roll?
9.
Okay, you guys win.
Oh.
We curl up in a fetal position.
Well, I've only got one mite left, so better not take any damage. Ferris, you're up, I guess.
Yeah, I will activate my resonance field.
Okay. Zane?
I like the idea that Tiananmen states, so I want to try to catch one of them with my hand that now interfaces with Numenera, the machinery.
Okay. Make a roll.
They're about the size of my head?
Yes.
Yep. I'm going to try to grab one, whichever one is closest to me.
Okay.
Out of the air and try to interface with it.
Awesome. Well, make a roll to grab it first. So that would be like a grapple.
Is that going to be a speed thing?
Well, it's melee, so you could do speed or might, whichever you want.
I'm going to use speed. I'm going to use a level of effort in that. And grab it. I rolled a 9.
You grab it.
Cool. I want to try to interface with it and see if I can learn anything about it. Like, where it came from, maybe? And I don't mean that in like a grand sense. I mean, like,
sure.
What was on the other side of whatever hole it spat out of.
Go ahead and give me an intellect roll. And you do get an asset to that from your mutation. Do you have any skills that might apply to it?
Focus? Concentration? I think hard.
Okay. Yeah. Nope. Yeah, I'll let you use that.
Okay. Oh, okay. 12.
Okay. So that's a really good roll with two steps. Do you want to describe like how your interface works?
Sure.
Is this a wireless thing or do you connect with it physically somehow?
When I sort of picture that I have all these sort of wires and or sort of circuitry underneath my hand. And when I grip onto something that's mechanical or touch it with my hand, tiny little like prongs almost extend from the palm of my hand and embed in the machine.
Okay, cool. And you wanted to know kind of why it was here, basically, or
why it's here? If it has like a like whatever its sort of prime directive is, like it looks like it's been programmed to do something. What has it been programmed to do, and what, maybe why?
Okay, so these things are actually produced by the complex itself, like it builds them or replicates them or however you want to say it. And their purpose is they defend it and keep out people like you and things that don't belong here. You get the impression that there are lots of these things in here, and you're actually kind of amazed that you haven't encountered any yet, because it seems like they kind of patrol the place.
Awesome. Okay. Well, I'm good.
Okay. Tienma?
I'm going to play baseball. So... I get out my quarterstaff and bat her up.
Okay.
And I get a 15.
Nice. How much damage does that do?
That's 4.
Okay. So you damage actually a couple of them. Like I said, they're working cooperatively in groups of 3. And one of these groups of 3 flies by you, and you take a swing at it, and you hit a couple of them and damage them, but they seem to still be operational. There's quite a few of these little swarms. So everybody gets attacked twice. So make 2 speed rolls.
15 and 3.
Okay. So Zane, the first group that comes at you, they fire their lasers at you and you easily dodge. However, because they're working as a group, even though you avoid, like, their concentrated fire, they still get a glancing blow on you, and you take 1 damage from that attack. And then the second one, they hit you full on, and you take 4 damage from that attack.
Okay, I am now impaired.
Oh, no. Ferris, how'd you do?
I got a 15 and a 16.
Okay, so you evade both yours and just take 1 damage from each attack.
And armor reduces that?
Yes.
Okay.
So you don't take anything.
Okay.
And Tienma?
I got a 15 and an 18. And,
oh, look at you.
Your picture is the gazer at the moment still, so that's a little scary, I just want to say.
Oh. I don't know how to turn that off. I guess I'll just close that window.
I'm just worried that you can't step out of your character.
Fear the gazer. All right, so John, you only take 1 damage from each of those attacks.
And both soak on armor?
Yeah, so I guess you don't take anything. It absorbs it. Nice. So Ferris, it's back to you. It seems they're kind of flying around amidst the conduits and everything.
I'm going to try to snatch one out of the air and throw it into another one.
Awesome. I love it.
Speed roll to grab it is a 17.
Oh, no problem.
And speed roll to chuck it at something else. That is a 1.
Okay, so you grab this one very expertly and you wing it at some of its buddies. And somehow it's able, before it hits them, to regain control of itself, because they do fly. And it just kind of arcs around its buddies, and both of those groups are going to attack you next turn. So you're going to have a few more to deal with than normal.
All right.
Because you pissed them off.
Yeah, makes sense.
Zane?
Zane is going to use his deflect attack ability to get in. Actually, it's training in all speed defense for 10 minutes.
Cool. And Tienma.
Yep, I'm going to backswing again. So spin around and go for another one and see if I can get a home run.
Okay. Are you trying to hit the same group or you don't care?
I'll try and aim for the same group if I can. It depends if they came straight back at me or not, or whether a new group came at me.
Yeah, you can kind of wait for your chance, and when they fly by, take a swing at them.
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay.
I got a 5.
You miss.
What a shock.
They just kind of like fighter planes, they just kind of like break formation around your club and then come back together on the other side of it. So Tienma and Zane, you only need to make 1 defense roll, and Ferris, you need to make 4.
Okay.
Oh my god.
All right. I rolled a 4, but I do have training and an asset.
Okay, that'll do it. Whew. Do you have armor, Zane, of any kind?
I do.
Okay.
I have two armor.
Okay, so then you don't take any damage. I guess you guys all have armor, don't you?
Yeah.
So we'll just ignore that little one damage they do.
All right.
Uh-oh.
Let's see how this goes. 1437.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Is that four misses?
Yeah.
And a GM intrusion?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Wow.
You were really protected before, but all of a sudden.
So, Jeremy, what are your pools looking at right now?
Let's see. Might is at 6, speed is at 9, intellect is at 14.
Okay. Well, that's. I don't know what I'm going to do for the GM intrusion. So, so they all four hit you, they all four do 4 damage. So armor okay. does apply to all of those.
Okay. So I take 8.
And okay, I got it. I got my intrusion. So as my intrusion, after they all fire at you, so let's see, that's 4 groups. So that's actually 12 of them. They circle you and they fire like little tractor beams at you and they carry you up in the air and start like flying up towards the ceiling where all the conduits are with you.
Interesting.
That's cool.
And it's your action, Ferris. They're pretty close to you, so you could hit some of them if you wanted to. Their tractor beams don't seem to have a very long range.
Well, let's see. What am I going to do?
Attack them. Attack them all.
If only you had a singularity detonator.
Yeah, I know, right?
You wanted gravity, didn't you? I've got something with gravity in it.
Hey, I have an idea. Why don't we give him all of our ciphers and get a singularity that way?
Unfortunately, that would probably be as bad for Ferris as it would for the gazers.
I don't know. I've got 21 total points, and it only does 20 damage, so I could come out with 1.
You better hope you're not very far off the ground, because if you're more than 10 feet, you could fall to your death.
Well, the other thing, too, is it moves PCs down the damage track, so I would move one down from that and then move another one down from 0 speed, and I'd still be dead.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Do you still have any might at this point?
No, 0 might.
Oh, man.
Nope. I will take a swing at one of them. That's all I can really do at this point. That is a 10 with a light weapon.
That hits.
For 4 points of damage.
Okay, you do some brilliant kung fu type stuff and somehow manage to knock 3 of them out of the air and they crash on the ground and kind of spark and smoke and stay there.
All right.
Is he still floating?
Yeah, at this point, he's sinking. The rest of them aren't strong enough to lift him anymore.
Is he rapidly sinking or sort of more of a slow, leisurely descent?
Yeah, at this point, it's more of a slow, leisurely descent. But it's your action, Zane. There are 3 of them, three of the groups that have Ferris, and then there are 2 other groups buzzing around you guys down below.
Okay, so the ones that are... How high off the ground is Ferris? Could I reach the ones that are around him?
He's actually up by the ceiling, so he's probably around 40 feet up.
Okay, so no then. I'm going to take my halberd and just plain old attack.
Okay.
Whichever ones are sort of closest to me. Probably the one that, from the group that I grabbed, the one from before, and attack it.
Okay.
And I rolled a 1.
Man, you guys are straight in my brain here, all these intrusions. Let's see. You actually still seem to have some kind of connection with these things from when you interfaced with them. And as these things whiz by you, you get a very strong impression that they have some kind of information that is very, very, very important to you. That they, of course, will not be able to give you if you destroy them all.
Okay. I can play with that.
And the way that they give information is by lasering us. Is that right?
They burn it into your skull.
It's a Morse code.
All right, Tienma.
I'm going to see if I can use some of these balls around me and see if I can hit them into the ones that are floating around around Ferris and see if I can knock them out.
Awesome.
I rolled a 3. So no.
Actually, that's good enough to just hit one of them.
Okay.
Since you're just trying to hit one of them.
Can I try to dive in front of it?
Well, there's a bunch of these things. It's not like one particular one.
Oh, okay then.
You just don't want to destroy all of them.
But it'd be funny.
There's still 15 of them left, so.
Okay.
All right, so you hit it. How much damage do you do?
I do 4.
Go ahead and give me another speed roll just to see how well you aim it when you hit it at the other ones.
17.
Nice. Okay, so you hit the one, and you hit it really, really hard, and it goes rocketing off and slams into one of the groups that are carrying Jeremy, and they're actually in a tight formation, so it manages to hit all of them, kind of like a pool ball. And it does some damage to them, which causes them to, their repulsors fail. So now Ferris is sinking more quickly, though now still not like a full free fall. And the one that you hit, when it hits the other ones, it just like shatters into spare parts and little bits of metal just go flying.
That was better than my detonation gravity device, which I was going to use to bring you down. So.
All right, so now it's their turn. Let's see, they can't carry Ferris anymore. So they let go of Ferris, and
yay.
Ferris begins to fall.
Yay! Can I try to grab onto a couple of them that are still flying to slow my descent?
That's awesome. I love it.
That is an 18.
Nice. Okay, with that roll, you actually grab one with each hand, and you're kind of like... hanging on to them.
Perfect.
The other two, each of you need to make a defense roll as two of the swarms attack each of you.
I rolled a 3.
I rolled an 8.
Okay. You each take 4 damage.
I do have asset and training.
Okay, then you only take 1, which is absorbed by your armor.
Is it speed or might?
It's just regular damage, so might if you have it.
I'm down to 1.
Oh, don't worry. You'll be joining us in the impaired pool very soon.
I hear it's lovely there.
Yeah, it's a good vacation spot.
The third group is going to attack Zane. So, Zane, you can make another roll.
9, so I'm good.
Yep. And then there's one lone guy that tries to attack Ferris. So this is only a difficulty 1 roll, Ferris. But I guess it'd be a 2 for you since you're just kind of hanging... It's hard to have your complete dodging ability.
I'm not doing speed defense. I'm using intellect defense for these.
Oh, okay. Well, then it doesn't matter. It's just a 1.
For my resonance field.
Right, right. Okay.
And that is a 5.
Okay, no problem. It just bounces off of your force field. It's a little laser. It shoots at you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's your action, Ferris.
How far up in the air am I?
At this point, you're probably only about 10 feet up because they can't hold you up. So they're descending with you.
Well, the two that I'm holding on to, I will just bash into each other repeatedly until they stop functioning.
Nice. I tell you what, just make a might check. Difficulty 2?
18.
Nice. So how much damage do your attacks do?
Unarmed is 4.
Okay. You destroy those two. You just smash them together in the smithereens. You only have a 10-foot drop. You could probably make like a check to not take any damage from that. If you have like jumping or just might, if you don't, I guess. Or speed, whichever.
Nope. I fall. Take 1 point of damage.
Okay. You take 1 point of damage. Oh! Okay, Zane.
So there's still some around me, so I'm going to attack them.
Okay.
The ones that, is there any around that left that Zane, from the swarm that Ferris attacked?
No, he is completely destroyed that one. Yeah.
Well, I rolled a 9, so it's a difficulty 3 task.
You hit.
Cool. So that is 4 points of damage.
You damage a few of them.
Whoa.
Tienma?
How many are around me?
There are still 3 groups of 3, and they're kind of all over the place. They move very quickly, so if you want, you can try to hit the one that Zane just hit.
Yeah, okay, I'll try that. I got a 12.
That is a hit.
Cool, 4 points of damage.
Okay, that swarm is almost incapacitated. In fact, I'll say you actually destroy 2 of them. There's only 1 left, and it's pretty damaged.
I'm totally getting like a Star Wars, you know, vibe here with the whole
right.
like lightsaber yeah. and the little ball that bounces
yeah.
around.
Yeah.
It's great.
They're just like that, only bigger.
Wish I had a lightsaber. Hint, hint.
Okay, so Tienma, the one that's left from the swarm you just attacked, attacks you. So that's just a difficulty 1 speed defense to avoid that, because it's just one of them.
Natural 20.
Nice. So you get a major effect. Do you want to just say, as it flies by, you just backhand it with your club and finish it off?
Yeah, with my eyes closed, because I trusted my instincts. I'm on the way to becoming a Jedi. Nice.
Perfect.
All right, so Ferris and Zane, you each get attacked by a group of them. So that's difficulty 3 speed defense.
Oh, I rolled a 19.
Nice. So that's a minor effect.
Can I try to sort of distract one that I managed to avoid?
Sure. Sounds good.
I got a 14.
Nice. And it's your action, Ferris. You're safe on the ground again.
Yay. Are there any within reach of me?
Yes.
All right. Then I will go after that one. That is a 19.
Nice.
So 5 points of damage.
Very cool. You damage that group pretty bad. Zane?
I will attempt to attack the same group that Ferris just attacked.
Okay.
That is a 6, but I have an opportunist, so that counts as a difficulty 3.
Nice.
I think that hits and does 4 points of damage.
And that destroys them.
Cool. How many groups are there left?
Just 1. And it's Tienma's action.
Excellent. All right, I want to line this one up and see if I can really smash it, which actually has no cosmetic. It's just a cosmetic thing because I have nothing to spend. I'm just going to hit it. And I rolled an 8.
Oh, so close. Just barely missed. It goes after Zane.
Okay. 14 plus asset plus trading. So.
Okay, you dodge. All right, so I owe Jeremy a GM intrusion. So you want a GM intrusion, Ferris?
Hit me.
All right. Another group of these guys comes buzzing in out of the conduits.
All right. Well, let's see. John, you've gotten 2 XP from GM intrusion so far. Mm-hmm. And Craig, you've only gotten 1, right?
I got 2 as well, because I've had 2 GM intrusions thrown at me.
Okay. Well, I'm going to give it to Craig because I feel bad about pushing your guy off a cliff.
Guilt experience.
I'll take guilt XP. That's fine.
Still have some within reach?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. That is a 7 with a light weapon.
Okay, you hit.
For 4 points of damage.
Okay, you damage a group. Zane?
All right. So Zane is going to attempt to attack the ones that Ferris just attacked.
Okay.
And that is a 16.
That is a hit.
For 4 points of damage.
You further damage them. Tienma.
Yep, I'm lining him up, taking my hits. I got a 6.
Swing and a miss. Strike 2.
That's my second, yeah, I was going to say.
All right, so one group attacks Zane, and the other group attacks Ferris.
Okay.
No, I'm sorry, Tienma.
No, it's fine. The first time was okay. Just rolling once?
I rolled a 10.
Yes.
I rolled a 10 as well. Good.
Okay, you guys are both good. And it's Ferris's go again.
All right. 10 for 4 points of damage.
That is the end of that group. There's only one left.
One group or one guy?
One group. Three guys.
All right. So Zane is going to attempt to grab one out of the air and sort of grab it in a way that its laser beam is pointing in a direction away from him and just hold on to it.
Okay. Okay.
Just, it's sort of protectively.
All right.
I rolled a 2 to try to do that.
That is not going to cut it.
All right.
You're like, oh.
Woo!
How about you, Tiamma? You got any bright ideas?
I'm going to try and headbutt one as it's going past. Using my breaking things ability in that moment.
Okay, sure.
I got a 19.
Nice.
Nice.
So that's like 3 extra damage with a headbutt.
Why am I using this quarterstaff when I've got my head?
Oh, that's hilarious.
Does that destroy them?
No, but it does damage. Okay. Damage them quite a bit. All right, let's see who they're coming after. Zane, man, they really like you. Or don't like you.
I know. And I'm being nice to them. Sort of.
Actually, that's a good point. Aren't you trying to save them so they can communicate with us?
Yes. I roll a 7 with an asset in training.
Okay. They miss you. And it's Ferris's action. One group left.
I'm going to shout out, no, 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 don't destroy them. They have information we need.
I don't understand the question.
Keep one of them alive. Don't destroy them all. I know they have something that we, some information about this place that we require.
All right, I'll see what I can do.
I think he's going to do
it. You hear the sincerity in his voice.
It resonates in my heart.
I hit one with a 12.
Are you just aiming for one or for the whole group?
For one.
Okay.
4 damage.
Okay, that destroys one of them. There are 2 left. 2 individuals.
I'm going to do the same thing that I tried to do last time. I'm going to try to grab one out of the air and sort of hold it like a football.
Do you have any telekinesis ability? Because that might help it.
Not actually yet. My telekinesis ability at this point is I'm able to sort of form a shield, but that's about it.
We're level 1 characters. We suck.
Ooh, an 18.
Okay, you grab it.
All right, I grab it and I sort of wrestle it down to the ground and I'm holding on to it like an angry football.
Cool. Cool. Oh, and something else, you know, whenever you do the killing blow on something, you can always choose to incapacitate it instead. So there's that too.
Ah.
But you've captured one.
Cool.
Because, I mean, if you incapacitated it, then you'd have to repair it before you could. Well, I don't know. Maybe you could just download data from it or something. I don't know. Your interface.
Well, I'm going to try to take it out for lunch now.
So, Tiamma, there's one of these things still flying around.
All right, I'm going to grab it in 2 hands and smash it down into the ground like a basketball.
Okay.
So, I moved on from baseball. I'm onto basketball now. It was soccer with a headbutt. Now I'm onto the, yeah. So
nice.
So, hopefully this will, yeah, I'm wanting to smash it.
All the ball sports.
Yeah. Awesome. I rolled a 5, so.
That's,
I don't know.
That's good enough for one of them.
Does it bounce back?
No, it just smashes on the ground. They don't seem very bouncy. Okay, I've got one of these.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Group intrusion. This is one you either all accept it or you don't. It has to be a unanimous decision, this particular one.
I give thumbs up.
Hit me.
Yep.
Okay, so Zane, the one that you're holding goes beep, 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 and then it explodes. And everyone takes 5 damage.
Ow.
Armor doesn't soak?
No, armor will absorb it.
5 might point.
Even my armor? Considering that I sort of had it held as close to my chest as I could.
Well, is it armor or like your telekinetic thing?
No, it's armor.
Yeah, I think it would still work.
Cool. I'm still debilitated.
I am impaired.
I've been impaired.
It is lovely here, thanks. This is great.
Well, the good news is you guys are going to get a crap ton of ciphers from these guys. If that makes you feel any better at all.
Are any of the ciphers regain hit points?
Yeah, healing lasers or something.
Yeah.
Well, that's all of them. You guys defeated them. Oh my, this is way more than you can carry.
I knew I should have used my detonation gravity thing.
Wow, this is going to be crazy. So you guys found 28 ciphers once you go through all the rubble.
Why don't you just make them less and more powerful?
Okay. Instead of rolling them random, like I pick some cool ones.
That sounds good. Yeah. And we'll go from that. Because yeah, 28 is like, I don't know, 20% of the ciphers that are available in the game.
Yeah.
Or you could just roll on the cipher collection table now and see if they all coalesce into another monstrosity that we have to destroy.
While you're all debilitated and impaired.
How about instead of 28 ciphers, we get one artifact?
I like that.
Okay.
Lightsaber.
Or 3 artifacts.
All right, so what do you think? Do you guys want like a collection of ciphers and artifacts, or just artifacts, or
just artifacts?
Just artifacts.
Yeah.
28 artifacts.
You ask the character. You ask the PCs. What do they want? They want the things that are most powerful and have the bonus of giving them XP.
I want to look like Iron Man when I walk out.
28 10th level artifacts. So we all get 93 XP each.
You know, you could look like Iron Man. There is like power armor. I found it the other
day. There is.
Yeah, it's an artifact.
As long as it's like a hole in the top where my plant can come out, I'm totally fine.
I'm sort of picturing Iron Man with a potted plant for a head.
Yeah, that's pimp. Yeah.
Like the actual pot as well.
And holding a watering can.
All right, well, how about I give you each an art, or well, I'm not gonna hand people artifacts, but I'll give you guys 3 artifacts and I will make sure that they are something actually useful. So how's that sound?
Great.
Cool.
Works for me.
Well, that was better than what we came up with when you were gone.
Oh, what was that? Someone sent me their file.
We started out thinking that a lightsaber was definitely required. But I think we ended with wanting the helmet that he wears while he's trying to fight the little things that totally block sight. So it is an artifact that causes blindness.
You know, if you really want a lightsaber, there's an artifact in the Devil's Spine called a beam lance. That's basically what it is.
I don't think my character would survive long if he held a lightsaber. I think he would just cut his arms off.
In a way, it's even cooler than a lightsaber because it has 2 modes. One is like the lightsaber and the other one is like basically like a blaster. Like you can shoot a beam like over a distance.
That's so cool.
Nice.
I'll just take a random artifact that has a use.
Yeah, I'm the same. I like random.
I think it's most
random. Okay. Well, I actually have one that I already rolled up randomly that you were going to find later that is very useful. So I'll give you guys that one, and then I'll come up with 2 more. And I'll reject any that are pointless, because some of them are pointless.
I got a 17 on my Numenera roll to identify it.
That's not pointless. We'll give you that one.
I got a 14 on my Numenera roll to identify that one.
Let's see. That one you're actually going to have to try again.
Even with training?
Oh, no, not with training. Okay, yeah, you're good.
Spend some effort and just go unconscious.
I got plenty of intellect left.
Yeah, no, that's
sitting on 14 intellect over here.
Yeah, that's the only thing I can do right now. because I'm also on my 10-hour recovery roll.
Which we'll be doing, right? That's what we're doing. Maybe 24 hours?
Yeah, I strongly suggest you guys rest for a while.
I'm thinking of taking the next 22 hours and 20 minutes and 12 seconds. I feel when you've been debilitated repeatedly in the same day that maybe just taking a good long snooze is a good idea.
Nah, stuff it. Let's just go. Let's just do it. We'll keep going.
Yeah. No, I can't. I can't move right now.
I've got one speed. I'll drag you.
I have three speed.
Let's do it. We can.
That's
do
plenty.
You can drag us. You can drag me at twice the speed.
Zero might, three speed, 14 intellect. Just think my way through all of the next encounters.
We'll just have to do a lot of persuasion from now on.
Yeah, my character's maxed out for social skills, so yep. And anything organic I can work with. So basically, this is all the stuff I can't do anything with.
I got the third one, so this one's a tough one, Jeremy. It's a level 6.
I'll help ID. Him out. All right. I'll use my machine interface and help. So that gives me training on understanding Numenera.
Cool.
I'll use my breaking things to help.
So I'll help with one hand, and the other hand I'm going to hold him back from the artifact.
That should be a plus one.
So I have training and a book, and I can effort that, and plus one. So I need an 8 or higher.
Yeah.
Wait, if we're both trained, doesn't that get count as something?
Gives a plus one.
No, it's just a plus one unless you're more trained than he is.
Oh, okay.
And that's a 3.
I'll expend an experience point to make that a reroll. That can be my contribution.
All right.
Unless it succeeded.
No.
No.
That's a 2.
All right, we just don't know what this thing is then.
Well, you can always try again as long as you spend effort, so.
Well, I'm debilitated. Actually, wait, I don't think I could have helped. Come to think of it.
Is that thing over there? All right, yeah. So one of them you haven't identified yet.
Can I try and make a roll and with just unmodified?
Sure.
I mean, it's not, unless I rolled a 1, there's not really any problem doing that. What do you guys reckon? Yeah.
Right.
Go for it.
Yeah, and can you spend effort, intellect?
Yeah, I'll spend some intellect effort. Yeah. I rolled a 5.
That's not going to do it.
We are not destined to know what this is.
All right. Let's just give up, guys. We're not going to get our lightsaber.
All right, well, this first one is super cool. I was really excited when I rolled this up. I had no idea anything like this existed. So this is one of them that you identified. It's kind of involved.
That's gross.
It's not quite as cool as Iron Man armor, but it's the next best thing.
I think I threw up a little bit in my mouth.
Oh, I really like that. Isn't that awesome? So cool.
I just rolled that randomly. I was like, oh my god, that's so cool.
I have to see how that interacts with my the armor I already have.
Yeah, would that stack with other armor?
I don't think it would stack with like regular armor, like armor that you wear, but if you have armor from something else, then it might.
It's all yours though, you can take it.
Because you can't wear like 2 suits of armor at the same time, but you can stack armor from like different things.
So one of my abilities is Flesh of Stone, which says when not wearing physical armor, I get plus 1 armor. So I don't know how that works with this.
I guess it probably wouldn't, because I would consider this like armor, basically. Mm-hmm. Like I wouldn't let you wear like chainmail over it. Yeah. Is that an esoteric or?
That is one of my focus abilities for needs no weapon.
Oh, okay.
What's the other one? And then we'll divvy these out.
Okay, the other one is in the artifact's glimmer. It's called a Crown of Eyes. It's level 5. It's a metallic circlet set with several crystal spheres. It takes 1 round to activate. When activated, the crystal spheres separate from the crown and fly around the wearer at immediate range for an hour. The wearer can see anything the crystal spheres can see. This allows the wearer to peek around corners without being exposed to danger. It is also an asset in initiative and all perceiving tasks.
I was just thinking maybe we should have a fourth artifact for when Brian comes back in. Otherwise, it might start to get a little unbalanced.
Maybe. Sure. Yeah, that's right. We'll find something so Brian can have something too.
All right. And then we have a third unknown.
Yes, you still have one you haven't identified yet.
What does it look like?
It's a glove.
How many fingers?
Five. That's always going to be the question now.
See, you should have said four. And in order to wear it, somebody has to chop off a finger.
Oh, this is fun. Okay, I found the last one. Oh, that's another high-level one.
I'm totally on this one. Oh, wait, no, I can't do actions.
No, you can take actions, you just can't move.
No, you can't take actions if you're
able to. Oh, okay.
Well, you guys could always rest and then try. No one's going to molest you while you rest. I'll give you that. You're lying amongst the ruins of quite a few gazers, so I don't think any other gazers are going to mess with you right now.
So 24 hours?
I'm going to want to rest for a while, that's for certain. I'm not totally dead, but mostly dead.
I'm the same.
Yeah. After my 10-hour rest, I'm up to 4, 6, and 13.
All right, so I get 5 back.
Oh, 6 again! So happy.
Nice. So yeah, are we just going to rest here for a good long time?
Might be a good idea.
So a full rotation of action, 10 minutes, 1 hour, 10 hours, maybe?
Yep.
Yeah. All right. So I am at 11, 14 plus 3, 17 back, which is not full, but definitely getting up there.
And you guys all did get 1 XP from the group intrusion, right?
Yes.
That's how that works. Everybody gets 1.
Yep.
Ah, right.
So I am only missing 2 after the 10 minute. So if you guys are still hanging out and resting after that.
Yeah, I needed the full thing, I think.
Okay.
I did as well, because that still doesn't put me at
full. Yeah, I'm at full now, though, which is nice. Oh, that feels so much better.
So Ferris, do you want another try to ID again?
Yep. Same deal. Help, book, effort.
Okay.
That is a 16.
Nice. Got that one. So this one must be in the core book. It's called a light spike. It's level 6. It's kind of cool. Oh, actually, this is a fingerless glove. I didn't notice that. Of semi-rigid synth. When the glove is activated, a spike of solid red-hot energy is emitted from the back of the wearer's hand. This spike can be used as a melee weapon that inflicts damage equal to the artifact's level, which is 6. It lasts for 10 minutes. If the wielder increases the spike's power, which requires a separate action and an additional depletion roll, the damage increases by 1 point.
Nice.
So that's pretty sweet. Not quite a lightsaber, but
still pretty cool.
I feel like that actually would work really well for Ferris. Because that's kind of not a weapon. It's just like, I don't even know if that would count as a weapon. Or at least you could definitely talk your way out of it being a weapon.
Well, with my focus, it doesn't prohibit me from using weapons. It's just that I do a shitload of damage unarmed. So, I mean, that does a little bit more than my unarmed stuff does, but it would work better with someone who's not already getting an unarmed damage bonus.
Right, okay.
Do you want to ID the last one before you guys?
Oh, yes.
And that one's going to be level 6, too.
Okay. And that is a 2.
All right. Well, I chilled out for a heap of a long time. So we did wait for like 11 or 12 hours as far as healing goes. So you might be able to try again.
Yeah, you can definitely try again.
I will try again. Need an 11 or higher for this. That is a 6.
I think we just try again next game to see what we can do.
Yeah, that works. Out of the ones that we know so far, who is thinking of what?
So we have the armored flesh, we have the light spike and...
The light spike and the sphere or the crown of eyes or whatever. Who's our scout? Do we have one that scouts? I'm wearing a bunch of armor, so I'm guessing it's not me.
Ferris could, in theory. I mean, he's got armor that isn't actually armor.
So that doesn't hurt your stealth or speed rolls. Yep. I'm just thinking that might be having assets to perception and being able to look without revealing your location and stuff like that is kind of cool.
What level was the Crown of Eyes?
5. And that one's from the Glimmer, the artifact Glimmer.
Okay.
I don't have much of a use for the light spike because I already have a weapon. Like, I have a shield in one hand and a halberd in the other, so I'm low on hands. I'll have to at least get one more mutation to get another hand. So.
He is hoping.
That's my goal for tier 2.
Does this armored flesh come off at all?
I don't think so. And it actually hurts you.
Yeah,
it
hurts permanent.
Your intelligence.
Yeah, I'm not sure it's my cup of tea, but it might be Brian's for his graceful jack. But I don't even know if Brian would use it.
I would use it because it would increase my might and speed pools.
Just your might.
I'm happy to either go with the artifact that's unknown or the light spike. I don't really mind. So I'm happy to hold off until Brian's in the game and talk to him and see what he wants out of that.
Sure. Why don't we do that? Why don't we wait and see if he wants any of these three and go for more before and just figure that out next game.
Okay.
Sure.
Yeah, we don't know what the last one is. Maybe it's super awesome for somebody.
How do you want to handle the XP for these artifacts, Lex?
Yeah, so that's what I was just thinking of, and I did the math a few different ways. And basically, if I give you guys the XP for the two you identified tonight now, you would each get 3. And then if I give all of you the XP for the other one next time, including Brian, and everybody would get 1. So that'd be a total of 4 for you guys. But if I just total them all up and divide it 4 ways, everybody would get 4. So I think I'll do that just so Brian doesn't get like way far behind and it's not going to be any less for you guys.
Okay.
So.
Sure, that works for me.
Yep.
So I'll just give that to you guys now. And so just remember next time I already gave you the XP for that other one.
Okay.
And you know what? Just for simplicity's sake, I'll just tell you what the other one is. Just to simplify things.
Okay.
I mean, it's not really that big of a deal. It's a psychic helmet, level 6.
Ooh. What does a psychic helmet do?
Here, let me find it. It's a helmet. No.
It makes you blind?
It's a lightweight synth helmet. It gives 3 armor that protects against intellect damage only. Further, the difficulty of attempting to affect the wearer's mind is increased by 1 step in the wearer's favor. So it makes it harder to use like mind control on you and stuff like that.
Nice. That fits thematically with Tianma.
Yeah, I was just thinking that. Yeah.
It does.
3 intellect armor is nice too.
Yes.
Anything ever does intellect that damage.
I kind of picturing it as a bucket and that you put over top of your...
No, it's a watering can.
It's a watering can.
Oh, the ladies are going to love me. I'm happy to go that unless somebody else wants it.
No, take it.
I was thinking that, Jeremy, you might... I don't know, would you like it? Is it your kind of thing?
No, you can take it.
As a nano?
I mean, it is nice. I'd be happy to have it, but it fits your guy more than it fits mine.
But if, yeah, like I'm happy. I don't mind either way. So if you really want it, I'm pretty happy to.
Nope. All yours.
Okay. We're going to make some really bad rolls on Numenera at the start of the next game. I am so overburdened.
Well, artifacts don't count against your cipher limit.
Yep.
But I've got 4 Numenera items and I should have 2.
Yeah, I'm at 3. So do we want to roll those now? Get that roll done.
Sure.
And figure it out.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah.
John, you have 4 ciphers?
Did I say 4? I meant 2. Yes.
Because it's only ciphers you have to worry about. You don't have to worry about artifacts or oddities. It's just the ciphers.
So I've got 4.
Okay. Who wants to go first?
I've got 3, which is 1 over my limit. So it's a D100, right?
Yep.
Hey, I rolled a 40.
So we add 10 and nothing happens. You're good to go for a day.
So it's high. High is bad.
High is bad. You have 4?
I rolled 69.
Oh, no. You have 4?
I have.
And what's your limit?
2.
So you're 2 over, so that's 89. I think something bad's going to happen.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's not too bad. The character feels a bit off. Subtract 1 from all die rolls for 28 hours.
Sorry, I can handle that.
So not 1 difficulty, just minus 1 to whatever you roll for a day. Kind of fits your MO, actually.
Are you saying his MO is to roll bad?
Well, he's clumsy, you know, so.
Okay.
So I started the adventure with a paralyzed arm, and I finished the adventure feeling a bit off with a minus 1 on all my dice rolls. Great.
Yeah. Yeah. Probably an improvement.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a bit better.
Well, you know, the first time I ever had someone roll a cipher mishap was the Devil's Spine, and Brian lost all of his ciphers. They all exploded. It was horrible.
I don't think he even had a real chance to use any of them.
No, he had all these really cool ciphers. It was like all his beginning ciphers and then all these other ones, and they all went poof.
There were some cool ones in there too.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
So yeah, you guys all get 4 XP from the artifacts.
I need to spend some, I think.
I do as well, so I think.
Lex, do you have any rules around XP spending? Like, do you want us to spend a minimum or a maximum on upgrades, on tiers and things like that? Obviously not going up a tier, but...
No.
Okay.
No, I don't. You guys are doing fine, I think. So, leave it up to you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Good. Extra effort.
Oh, yeah, I've got a minus 1 on my speed edge, which I should probably do something about.
Yeah, and like I said, keep track of those mutations, because those may change in the future. So remember what they are and what they did to you.
How does it work with minus 1 to edge? Is it every time I try and use edge, I'm at a minus 1?
It costs it will cost you 1 more point to use effort or anything using that stat. So it's speed, right?
Yeah.
So like if you're going to effort on speed, it would cost you 4 instead of 1 or instead of 3.
So it's not a whole tier. Okay, that makes sense. I thought it was going to be really full.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, cool.
I think I'm going to take the armored flesh because I think it's kind of cool. It kind of works well with the blade, so I'll do that.
All right.
And makes me slightly stupider, but I'm okay with that.
And kind of gross.
Well, you don't have any intellect abilities, right?
So. All of my focus's abilities are intellect.
Oh.
So, but that's okay. I gave myself, strong-willed gave me a plus 4 to my intellect as a start. So,
okay.
Yeah. Otherwise, this would drop me down to 5 intellect as a glaive. Which, 9 is already not awesome, but I'll take it as it boosts my other stuff up. I'm not sure. I'm sure I asked you this in the Devil's Spine, but I couldn't remember your answer. How are we dealing with the might cost per hour of wearing armor? Because I don't know if I've been... Okay, I guarantee that every hour or so, I don't ding my might down 1.
Oh, well, you should be.
Well, in that case, I died.
Well, you're... As a glaive, you're only wearing medium armor, right?
Yeah. Does that sort of nullify it? Is it only a
practiced in armor reduces the might cost per hour by 2 and the speed reduction by 2. Medium armor costs you 2 might per hour and it reduces your maximum speed by 3.
Okay. So
you're just at minus 1 speed. So there's no might cost, right. Actually, right?
Okay. Good.
So that's your maximum speed pool. Should
Perfect.
Be at minus 1 for the armor.
Okay.
And then you can improve that later, right, Jeremy? Somehow? Like a fighting move or something?
Yeah, there are other glaive abilities that let you be awesome in all the armor.
So you're not dead.
I'm not dead. Bonuses. Yay for not being dead.
Craig, that intellect pool reduction doesn't happen for 1 week.
Huh.
So for the foreseeable future, you should be okay.
Well, that's going to wrap up this episode of the Obsidian Monolith Actual Play Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. If you would like to reach me, you can reach me by email at lexstarwalker@gmail.com. Please reach out to me on Google Plus. Just search for Lex Starwalker. You will find me there. Please join the Google Plus GM Intrusions community. You can find a link on the website at starwalkerstudios.com/GM Intrusions, and you can also find the show notes there. You can call our voicemail at 626-LEX-GMI-1. You can follow me on Twitter at Lex Starwalker. And finally, if you would like to support the show, you can get a free trial of Audible books courtesy of GM Intrusions at audibletrial.com/GM Intrusions. And of course, I always recommend The Shadow of the Torturer by Gene Wolfe, which you can get as your free book as part of the trial. And one last thing before I sign off tonight, just in case you don't know, I want to make you aware that Starwalker Studios produces some other quality podcasts, just like this one. Right now, we are making a Destiny podcast called Guardians of Destiny that we're very proud of. I host that, and sometimes my wife Nikki joins me. We are very soon, in the next week or two, I believe, going to be launching a brand new podcast called Beer Tasters. And Nikki is going to be joining me for that one too. And we are going to every week sit down with a couple tasty brews and we're going to tell you all about them. So if you're someone who's into beer, this will definitely be for you. And if you're someone who's not into beer, but would like to be adventuresome and try some out, this is a great way to find out about some different beers and find out some ones that Nikki and I recommend from different styles and find one that you think you would like. And finally, a little bit farther in the future, but not too far out, I am going to be starting a Star Citizen podcast. So if you don't know anything about Star Citizen and you are a PC gamer, go to robertsspaceindustries.com and learn all about it. It's an alpha right now. It is already a groundbreaking and record-breaking game. And when this game is out, it is going to change everything. And it's going to be awesome. And I can't wait to start talking more about it. So once again, I thank you so much for supporting GM Intrusions and supporting Starwalker Studios. I really appreciate it. You guys are the bomb. You guys are awesome. And I really hope you're enjoying these actual play episodes. So once again, I am Lex Starwalker, and this has been a GM Intrusion.
This has been a Starwalker Studios production, your source for quality science, science fiction, and fantasy podcasts.
This episode's music provided by Ish, Cloudwalker, Renfield, and Transboy. Please see the show notes for more details at starwalkerstudios.com.
I'm awesome!